welcome to Heartbeat. Lately, I've been reading a lot of the Old Testament. It's not something that I have done a lot in the past. I know stories of the Old Testament, but it's not something that I've really studied. I found it a bit daunting, and to be honest, just found the New Testament a lot easier to read, probably because most of it's about Jesus, and we hear a lot about Jesus at Mass on Sundays. But I thought I'd like to learn a bit more, so I've been reading and studying the Old Testament. And what I've found is in studying it, I've really discovered more about how the whole book of the Bible is the story of our salvation and God's plan that he had for us from the beginning to the end. And that as I've been reading more of the Old Testament, it's given me a greater understanding and a greater insight into just how deeply God loves us, the depth of love that he has for us, and this plan that he had for us the entire time from the fall of Adam and Eve. And it certainly helped me to understand more about God's love for me, for humanity. It's made me understand more about just how frail we are as humans. And it's just really given me a better perspective of God and how what he did to send Jesus for us. So when we look at the Old Testament, we see there's a story of the Hebrew people, and it's really a story of their faith journey, of all their ups and downs that they have. And so when Jesus comes, when we read the New Testament, which is the last half of the Bible, Jesus comes at a time after all of this history. So when he lands in Bethlehem, he's come after all of this history that the Hebrew people have gone through. And Jesus comes at a time, and everyone would have known what that history was of the Hebrew people, and they were expecting a savior to come and redeem their people. So I want to look at the stories of the Hebrew people in the Old Testament and see how can that relate to us in our lives? Because sometimes it can seem like such a disconnect between the Old Testament stories and my life. We see throughout the Old Testament, there are times when people are worshiping God, they're all for him, they love God, and then they turn away from God and they're sinful and they don't want anything to do from God and they actually start worshiping other gods. And if I look at my own life, I can see times where I've turned away from God. I've forgotten what God has done for me and I don't live the life that God wants me to live, even though there are other times of my life where I'm praising God and I'm worshiping him and I love God. I can see how I can be such a fickle person and so frail. I want to look at the example of Moses to see how this can relate to our lives. Now, Moses, you may know of Moses as the man who helped get the Hebrew people out of captivity from Pharaoh. The Hebrew people had been slaves to the Egyptians for 400 years. And they've been praying to God and crying out to God that he would save them and that he would get them out of captivity. So God chooses Moses and he sends Moses to Pharaoh. And then you may know the story of the 10 plagues that come to help change Pharaoh's mind to release the Hebrew people from captivity. And eventually he does. So they get out of slavery. They go through the Red Sea parts and they cross the Red Sea, they get to Mount Sinai, and at this point they worship God. And Moses then gives the Hebrew people the Ten Commandments. And God has spoken these to Moses and he shares them with all the people. And after this happens, Moses goes up the mountain for 40 days to spend time with God. And while he's gone, this is what happens. It's in Exodus chapter 32. Verse 1, it says, when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, the people gathered around Aaron and said to him, come, make gods for us. Who shall go before us? As for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. So Moses has gone up the mountain, but he's gone for 40 days. And the people are going, where's this man gone? Where's Moses gone? He's forgotten about us. So verse 2, Aaron said to them, take off the gold rings that are on the ears of your wives, your sons and your daughters, and bring them to me. So all the people took off the gold rings from their ears and brought them to Aaron. He took the gold from them, formed it in a mold, and cast an image of a calf. And they said, "These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of the land of Egypt." When Aaron saw this, he built an altar before it, and Aaron made proclamation and said, "Tomorrow shall be a festival to the Lord." They rose early the next day and offered burnt offerings and brought sacrifices of well-being, and the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to revel. So Moses has been gone to talk to God, and the Hebrew people have forgotten everything that God has done for them. They've forgotten that God sent Moses to talk to Pharaoh. They've forgotten that God sent the 10 plagues. They've forgotten that God got them out of captivity, parted the Red Sea, helped them cross through it to get to Mount Sinai, and they've completely forgotten. And what have they done? They've gotten some gold and they've fashioned it into a calf to worship fake gods. And if I think of my own life, how often do I forget what God has done for me? He may have taken me through a situation that I've cried out to him to help me with. He's done that. He's gotten me through. I've gotten to the other side. And I can say that there have been times in my life where I have then forgotten what he's done and then chosen to live in a way that he wouldn't want me to live, because I'm just so frail. I forget. Now, if we look at the first commandment that Moses shared with the people, the first commandment in Exodus chapter 20, verse 2, it says, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me." And what's the first thing they've done? They've broken the first commandment because they've worshipped other gods. So when we look at the stories of the Old Testament, we see a people who are all for God and then they're not for God. They're all for God and then they're not for God. And when I think of my own life, I know that that's what my faith journey is like at times. And so I have to ask myself the question, is God at the center of my life? And it's a question that I have to ask often. You know, I might pray every day, I might go to mass, but I would know deep, deep down which areas of my life that God is not the center of, that I haven't given over to him. And you would know that for your life. You know, when Jesus comes and he's not what they expected. They expected someone to come with swords and to fight the Roman Empire to help them, redeem their people. That's what they thought Jesus was going to be. But Jesus comes in peace to bring a heavenly kingdom, not an earthly kingdom. But Jesus' message was the same that God gave to Moses all those years earlier. If we read in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 37, Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment." Now, Jesus comes and he says the same thing. Do you love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind? Essentially, are you putting me first? Is God at the center of your life? Are you worshiping God? And only you can answer that question for yourself. Now, I've learnt more and more over my own faith journey that my life is about constantly trying to put God back into that center, because I do keep failing. I do keep turning off, but I constantly need to ask myself, God, are you at the center of my life? And we have a faithful, faithful, loving God that every time we come back to him, every time we ask for forgiveness, he accepts us and brings us back into his loving arms every time. So why don't you ask yourself the question this week, is God at the center of your life? Let's pray. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, I thank you and I praise you for your faithfulness, for your mercy, for your love that you continue to show us time and time again. Lord, as we do continue on our journey of life and journey of faith, I pray that we can continually come back to you, to continue to put you at the center of our hearts and in everything that we do. And we thank you that every time we come back to you, Lord God, that you accept us lovingly. We thank you for your faithfulness. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.